Oh my gosh, that was so blonde.
OMG, she's so definitely blonde. A blonde
would say that. Hey, consider yourself warned. It's about to get real blonde up in here. Let's go. Hey, besties, what's up? cannot believe it is week 4 of the Blonde Hour. Officially 1 month of me recording by myself. And holy crap, this month has, well, okay, January actually took its sweet old time to pass on by, but saying that I have been recording for a month straight is crazy. But yeah, it's now February. Stoked for a new month. Like last episode, I talked about me just being so excited for the month of February. Me and KJ are going to Nashville next week, so I cannot tell you how excited I am for a trip. One of our best friends moved out there in July, I think. Yeah, the end of July. And I went out there by myself because KJ couldn't get work off, but now he could get work off. And so we are going over President's Weekend. Like, well, whatever. It's Valentine's weekend also. Valentine's Day weekend. And KJ, update, he hasn't asked me officially to be his Valentine. But I did walk in the other day and he was listening to the podcast. And he said, "I'm listening to my Valentine." And I screamed and I said, "OMG, is this you asking me to be your Valentine?" And he said, "No, because it's not Valentine's Day." I'm like, bro, the whole point of you asking me to be your Valentine, like, is the day, is a few days before. I gotta know before Valentine's Day if I'm your Valentine. But he doesn't see it that way, so I will update you guys after Valentine's Day if I officially became his Valentine. But we don't have a ton of things planned in Nashville as of right now. But I really want to go to the Country Hall of Fame Museum. That is on my number one we have to do when we go out there. And so crossing my fingers that we get to go do that. But most importantly, me and KJ are just so excited to see our best friends. And we honestly don't get to go on a lot of trips alone. I feel like a lot of our trips are with either family or friends. Our first trip alone was our honeymoon, and then our anniversaries after that. And I don't feel like we've been on trips alone other than our anniversaries or honeymoon. And I guess technically, like, this trip is still with friends, but I don't know, it just kind of feels a little different that it's just the two of us traveling together. But today KJ texted me and he was like, "I'm just so excited for this trip." So yeah, stoked to be on an airplane. Actually, I take that back. I take that back as fast as I can. I am not excited to be on an airplane because, why? What's going on? What is going on with the planes? Someone tell me. Thank the Lord above that me and KJ didn't book our trips with Spirit, because I know for sure they're the next to go down on the ground. I know for sure. And me and KJ have 2 trips planned. We have Nashville and Louisiana. and both of those trips are not with Spirit. So luckily I can look forward to that, but I guess I actually can't say like I'm shocked that it wasn't Spirit, because the way that this was a government plane, a government helicopter that went down, I have some concerns. But anyways, so that obviously happened live on last week's episode. I was getting live updates from my family, and then a few days later, wait, what was it? Guys, why can't I think of the other plane crash? And it was literally horrible. Okay, well, it's because I'm currently thinking of the one that I just saw on TikTok. And some girl was on a United plane and the engine, like, started blowing up. And they had to, like, emergency land. Oh my gosh, wait. Guys, what was the other plane crash? Why can I not think of it? I'm literally so mad right now. One second. Guys, I'm still here. I was thinking about when I don't talk, I need to like play some music so you guys know that it's not glitching out. Oh, yeah, that was right. It kept saying in Philly, but I was like, I don't really remember it. It was just a plane crash in Philly that literally, I think, crashed in a neighborhood. So that's wild. And I don't know if they've come out and said what really happened with that. So I officially on the news, I feel like there's only been two of those, but on TikTok, I did see another one. So I am pooping my pants, if I could say the least. I will be knocking myself out. I will be going to the doctors this week, asking for some hardcore drugs, and yeah, just kidding, not really. But I will be taking lots of anxiety medicine and be talking to the Lord above the whole entire time. But besides the point, that's my update on Nashville planes. Let me update you guys on the week that I had. I wrote some notes. I guess this isn't the week that I had. This is just things that I saw throughout the week. Can we talk about Kanye West? A moment of silence for everyone that had to witness what I had to witness. I'm sorry. Kanye West, I'm locking you up and cementing your door shut. Is his wife being drugged? Are they married? Are they officially married? I actually should do my research before I start talking. But if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Kanye West showed up at the Grammys with his wife, Bianca, and she rolled up wearing this cute fur coat. And then here comes all the cameras, the red carpet. She drops the fur coat naked. Naked. Full on naked. I guess I could say that she was wearing a piece of clothing. Think of it as a fishnet. See-through. Not even black. Like, barely. You can barely see that. What she's wearing. And the thing is, also, is every picture you look up on Google for this image, like, nothing's blurred out. Like, you can see every little thing of this lady. So praying for Kim and her kids for that, and that they had to see that. Crazy. I'm sorry. Like, I am all for people, like women, flaunting their bodies and being proud of it. Her body is a great body, don't get me wrong, but there's a time and place for everything. Go on a nude beach if you want to walk around nude. Everyone is there fully dressed up to the nines, and you show up naked? I'm sorry. I am so sorry. You two both need serious help. I just want to know, it's kind of giving like Britney Spears. Like, is she okay? Is she mentally okay? Because this isn't the first time that she has been seen in public with Kanye where she's not really wearing clothing. So I'm just actually quite concerned for her. Also, Kanye, it's like Sunday Service. What's his album called? I'm going to look it up. The fact that those songs are... Oh, it's literally the Sunday Service Choir, right? I could be wrong. Guys, what if that was like actually literally wrong? Oh, wait, hold on. Jesus is King. Isn't that like his Sunday Service though? Also, oh yeah, Sunday Service. Okay. Jesus is King. Man's is singing Jesus is King, and then he's walking around with Bianca like that. I'm confused. I have so many questions for you, Kanye, but that's okay. Anyways, that's Kanye for you. That was a big shocker. My next update that I have to say that I just think is like kind of funny is I went thrifting this weekend and I found the best cowboy boots for KJ and sent them to him. He doesn't have cowboy boots, and I have been begging to buy him cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, and he keeps saying no. And when I saw these, I was like, this is perfect. He needs these. And he said no. And so then he gets, like, I can't even picture what he'll look like. That's why I'm just like, I just want to see you in them. And so he gets on Facebook and starts talking to AI, Meta AI, asking Meta AI to turn him into a cowboy. The way these two were beefing, AI was literally sending all caps, like yelling at KJ. It was quite hilarious. I've never seen AI like show emotion like that. But it kept sending pictures of Cowboy KJ with like his button-up shirt tucked in. And he was like, he said, no belt buckle. I want my shirt to be untucked and covering my belt. And AI said, updating your cowboy photo again. List out all the things, and I said, perfect cowboy look now. Sends a picture with everything incorrect. And he said, I don't want to see my belt buckle anywhere. Come on, untuck my shirt. And so tries again, does nothing wrong. KJ said, no, fully untuck my shirt. It's still there. WTF. AI responds in all caps, let me fully untuck it. Finally, right? Sends a picture. Don't worry. Got it wrong. Tucked the shirt in. The way I was screaming when KJ was showing me this, like, I was laughing out loud. So yeah, that was hilarious. I can post the screenshots because I've never seen AI show emotion. Like, I was fully convinced that there was a person texting KJ, fighting with him. Next thing that I saw throughout the week was on TikTok. This girl was sharing her apartment, like giving us a tour in her apartment in New York. And she was like, I think that I have the smallest bathroom in the world. She shows us her bathroom. And at first I was like, okay, like that looks tiny. Like you walk in and it's kind of like the shower is just like right there when you walk in. And then she like turns. And then you see the toilet. And the sink and the toilet are connected. So it's literally, it is so weird. It is the weirdest bathroom I've ever seen. And I was like, I'm never moving to New York. I'm never moving to New York. Because if I have to have my toilet and my sink connected, no. No way. No way. And people are paying thousands to live in New York to have a toilet and a sink connected. And the way that she turned on her sink was by flushing the toilet. And she said, say that you don't need to flush the toilet, but you need to turn the sink. Doesn't matter. You still have to flush it. Say that you don't want to turn the sink on, but you need to flush the toilet. Doesn't matter. Still got to flush it. I was mind blown. I had no idea that this was even an invention. Have you guys seen something like this? Because the way I was shocked out of my mind. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. Let me think if I have anything else that I like saw on social media that I really wanted to talk about. I don't think so, other than I watched The Bachelor last night and I'm obsessed with Grant. Like, I cannot tell you how many times I say, aww, in the episode. I am just, he just makes my heart pound. Like, he's just so sweet. So, so freaking sweet. And so I'm loving it so far. I really like Latia from Salt Lake, not only just because she's from Salt Lake, which I love that she's from Salt Lake. I think that's amazing. But I think that's so fun. Also, like, I hope that she kind of makes it kind of far. Well, I'm rooting for her. I really hope that her and Grant end up together, but I'm like 95% sure that her and Grant don't end up together, because I don't know. I just have like a deep feeling. But a lot of people that I've talked to have said they can maybe see her being the next Bachelorette. I don't know about that one either. But anyways, I'm saying that I hope she makes it far enough, like far enough to hometowns, because I think that would be dope. Like, I don't think anyone has made it to hometowns that has lived in Salt Lake. There has been a few girls like on past seasons that have been from Utah, but I don't think anyone has made it to hometowns. But this last episode, she just like starts sobbing in front of Grant, and the way that he's wiping her tears, like, I hate to brag, but if you guys see Grant and like all of like the sweet things that he does, that is KJ. The way that he's like wiping Latia's tears, KJ does that exact same thing. And so maybe that's why I'm just like, oh, it's so amazing to watch like another man take care of a woman. Like I'm being taken care of, because I feel like every woman should have the feelings, or like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. They should get what I'm getting. Like, I just feel so lucky. And so I just feel like Grant is just so freaking sweet. And I'm trying to think who else. Oh, I really like Natalie. She's cute. She got a rose, I think, on the first group date. I don't know. I just really like her. I think she's also like chill, really real. I still am obsessed with Chloe. Had me on the edge of my chair when she got called last for a rose. So that was stressful, but glad she got a rose. and she made it to the next episode. But let me just like say something that has stuck out to me is it's giving, the season is giving low budget again. And I thought we got past that after Joey. Like, I know there was like a hard, like few couple seasons that weren't performing super well. So like, I don't feel like the Bachelor franchise had a lot of money, but then I feel like after Joey's season, like things skyrocketed and we were making money. Like we were back making money. If the first one-on-one is like, if I were to be called as the first one-on-one, I would have some high expectations, let me tell you. If I got dropped off at a mall to ride on the mall animals, I would send myself home. And I would say, Bachelor producers, what is up? Did they hire someone new? Because that date wasn't it. I've seen the shopping dates before. Like, they've done that where they take a girl shopping and they let her, like, spend X amount of money. I don't know. They just let her, like, go on a shopping spree. But I literally don't even think that they let her do that. They showed her trying on clothes and going into, like, different stores. But she didn't, like, it didn't ever show, like, show her walking in with, like, tons of bags. Like, I feel like they always do that to try to make the girls jealous. So I'm like, that was weird. That was so weird. And then, like, the whole, like, them dancing in the middle of the mall, I don't know. I wasn't loving that. Yeah. And then the whole basketball day, I was like, this is giving church basketball. Like, did they film that in a church? Because that looked like a church. So I'm just confused where the budget is at. I'm hoping that wherever and whenever they start traveling, it starts getting a little better, because Grant is so freaking sweet and he deserves to go places. Okay? Give him what we gave Joey. Anyways. Okay. I think that was officially the last thing that I saw on social media that I wanted to talk about that everyone needed to be updated about. Next parts of business that we need to talk about is things that are going on in my life. So both of these two things that I would like to talk about happened actually today, which is quite funny. We'll start out with the first one. So I posted this on my story, on my Instagram story. So if you guys watched that, you have already heard this story. But basically, well, okay, let me give you a more into depth story, because I just get a little worried. Why? Like, this is what I'm trying to work on. I'm trying to work on not being worried about what people think of me and hurting people's feelings, because I feel like I just hold back. But I was holding back on my story because I just get worried of like the owner seeing this, and I didn't want to offend him. And I actually don't even know if the person that took my order was the owner. I don't know. I was just worried, and I'm acting like I'm famous. I'm acting like this would get back to them. There's no way it would. Anyways, sorry, I have to readjust. I feel like I'm an old grandma, like my bones hurt. Anyways, oh my gosh, Molly, stay on topic. Okay, so after the gym, so I always go to the gym by myself on Wednesdays because that is when I record the podcast, and I have made it like a tradition these last 4 weeks of me going and getting a little, not like treat, but something after the gym to like get prepared for the podcast. The first 2 weeks I got Swig, and then these last 2 weeks I've gotten Acai Bowls, and I wanted to try this new place that came to St. George, and so I went, and it was like dead. No one was there, whatever. And so I walk in. Tell me why it smelled like weed. Like, instantly, I felt like I was walking into a dispensary. I was like, I'm still so confused. I need to take someone back that could tell me. I need someone to agree with me. Is it like just like their air freshener? It was so weird. It was so weird. I was like, okay, whatever. So I go in order, and the guy that is there, like, he's older, like, he looks like he could be the owner of this place. And he, so I like, I already knew what I wanted because I'd looked at the menu before I had even gotten, like, gone inside. And so I just pretended to, like, look at the menu, you know, pretend like I didn't know what I wanted. But so maybe after like 30 seconds, I was like, okay, I just want like the acai bowl, like the plain acai bowl. And there's two different sizes. And I just like, do not order with me at drive-thrus, because this is how I get, like, I just get frantic and I don't know what to say. Why am I like that? Like, here I am having a podcast. I'm totally fine talking. The moment it comes to taking my order, I am like calling my mom. I'm like, Mom, can you order for me? Illegal. Anyways, so I don't even think he asked me like what size I wanted, but basically I was just like, oh, I just want like the big size or whatever. Because last week when I had ordered acai bowl, I had ordered the smaller size. Granted, this was at a different place, but I ordered the smaller size. It came up in like a yogurt cup. Like, it was literally tiny, and it was $13. It was so expensive. And so I was like, okay, I'm not making that mistake again. I'm just going to get the bigger one. And if I have leftovers, I'll just like freeze it or whatever. And so he's like, oh, so I order it. And then I'm like, no coconut, because they were coconut flakes and I just like don't love, they were like the big coconut flakes. Anyways, I was just like, no coconut. And then he was like, okay, and peanut butter. And I was like, no, I'm okay. Whatever. Besides the point, that did not need to be shared. But anyway, so he's like, okay. So he goes back and he like talks to whoever's back there. He's like, yo, I need an acai bowl. And so I'm just like standing there, and it's kind of a smaller like building inside. There's no place to sit. So I'm just like standing there so awkwardly. He comes around the corner, maybe a minute later, and he has it in a bag, and he's like, here's your acai bowl with extra coconut and two spoons. Like, he had to like make it known that there was two spoons in there. Like, he made it. Okay, granted, I shouldn't be embarrassed because no, like I said, no one was in there other than him and the person that made my, oh, I just hit my mic. Sorry. Made my acai bowl. But like, yet again, nobody was with me. And he said, I put two spoons in there. Sir, jail, literally shut down your store. Shut down your store. Why did you give me two spoons if it was just me eating? That was so rude. That was so rude. Just kidding. I'm actually literally not that offended. It was more like funny to me. Like, I got in the car and started laughing. I was more bugged about the double coconut because I was like, of course that happened. But like I said, I think this man was on something because I got into the car and there was no coconut. So he got it right when he was putting my order in, but then when he gave me my order, he just said it wrong. Whatever. I got home, laughed about it, ate the whole thing. It was honestly, I was about to say it was so good. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It honestly wasn't that good. I've had way better. It wasn't that good. I was hungry, so I ate it. filled me up. I ate it at like 4 and I'm like still full. Like, granted, it was the biggest size. Don't forget, it could feed 2 people. He made it sound like it could feed an army. So, I'm out here eating an acai bowl for the children in Africa. Anyways, next thing that we need to talk about is today. Okay, so where I live, when we move in, we get told you guys get 2 parking spots, but one of your parking spots is like only yours. You guys are the only people that can park in it. And then the other spot is just like random throughout the parking. And our parking lot is like so small, so it doesn't like really affect us like where we park. But whoever built this and whoever built the parking lot was like one parking spot short, because if everyone in the townhomes by us has 2 car like spots available, there's one short. And so for a really long time, like for the first 2 years of us living here, someone here only had 1 car. So it worked out. Like everyone had their 2 spots. No one ever had issues. But then that couple ended up moving out. So then the couple that moved in obviously had 2 cars. And so things kind of like started like getting annoying with parking. And the parking spot that me and KJ like get was always being taken. Like people would literally tell people, oh yeah, you can park in that spot. The parking lot would be empty and a random car would be parked in our spot. I'm like, why? Why would someone tell their family member, oh yeah, just park right there? Like it's literally confusing. It's not like the closest one to the houses. It was literally like just the most random thing. And so it started becoming annoying where me and KJ like would have to text our landlord. Yeah, we would have to be freaking Karens about it. But it came to the point where we would park one of our cars in like the first come first serve spots. And then say like we go out at night, we leave open the spot that we know we for sure have, and then we would be getting home and someone would be parked there. So then it was like, okay, then we have to park on the side of the road. Like it just became annoying. Anyways, so we had like issues for a while, and finally I feel like things kind of like just started dying down and we like weren't having issues. But also, I guess I need to say, is my car is out of commission. I don't want to say it's not working, but KJ works from home, and so we really only need 1 car. So we stopped using my car, which if a car is just like sitting there, it just does, like things just start going bad. And so like to start the car, you have to jump it. But then it like eventually, like it starts. If you keep it running, like it'll go. But whatever. Anyways, and so me and KJ like really only had to focus on our one spot that we needed. So I guess that's probably why like it never became an issue for us, because we were never looking for 2 spots. We always only just needed that one spot. But we knew that we would always have that because that was our spot like to our apartment. Anyways, long story short, she sends a picture of a car that's parked in our parking lot, and she's like, whoever's car this is, it's gonna be towed in 30 minutes. And like literally for the first time, it wasn't in our spot. I'm like, that's wild. But somehow KJ isn't in this like group chat of all of the people that live here. And like I said, our like apartment complex is so small. Like it is so small. Anyways, he is not in the group chat. And so I send him like a screenshot. I'm like, oh my gosh, thank goodness it like wasn't us this time. Like, finally, people are not picking on our parking spot. And he was like, oh, haha, but she literally just texted me about your car. And I was like, what the heck? And she texted KJ and literally says, so, okay, this story is like so much longer than I planned for it to be. But basically, my parents pay insurance for the car, but we're planning on selling the car. And the like registration expired in December. And my parents were like, do we need to like re-register it? Or are we selling it? Like, what's going on? We're like, no, like, we're not like, we don't drive it. Like, just don't pay for it to like re-register it. Like, we'll just sell it. Anyways, oh, also, I need to say my landlord does not live here. She doesn't live like, she lives in St. George, but she doesn't live near us. Like, it's not like she drives by every time. Like, I never see her here, ever. Yeah, I only see her when someone is like moving in or out, and that's, no one has moved in or out recently. So I'm like, someone has to be telling on us. But anyway, so she texts KJ and was like, I've noticed that your car isn't running and there's no license plate, and I don't allow cars to be stored in my parking lot. And it's just so annoying because literally in our contract, it says we are allowed 2 parking spots. I'm like, it's not like we're taking up a parking spot. Like, that's why I'm bugged, because she's getting mad at us. But it's literally our parking spot. Like, say we, that car was like fine, but like we didn't, I don't know. Like, that's just like, it's just bugging me so freaking bad. And anyways, like KJ went and looked at the contract and it says like you are allowed 2 parking spots. So I'm like, how the freak do I fight this lady being like, you can't come at us. Like, also, it is technically like you can get a ticket for having an unregistered car like parked. KJ like told me if you have like an unregistered car on the side of the road, technically you can get a ticket, but cops have other things to do, and cops wish that was their only job to do. So, like, I get her point where she's, like, it needs to be, like, registered. But I'm just, like, so freaking bugged because she's just frustrated now because there's one less parking spot. And she basically is bullying me and KJ, telling us to move our car just so the parking situation isn't annoying anymore. And she's not getting random, like, she's not getting annoying texts about it. But I'm, like, this, like, it's just so annoying. I literally just have to rant about it because I'm just freaking pissed right now. Okay? Anyways, let's talk about my blonde. I'm moving on for that. Moving on from that. Bye. Let's talk about my blonde moments for the week, which is so funny because I asked you guys on Instagram your blonde moments, and literally, it's the same exact blonde moment that I had. So this week, I don't even know how me and KJ like came up like with this idea, but, or like came up with the topic. But basically I was like, I bet I can name 50, like all the 50 states, which literally why would that be hard? Like, that, I've lived in America my whole life. That shouldn't be hard. And he's like, no, you can't. I'm like, yeah, no, I like feel like I totally could. He's like, And so he, like, I am not looking at a map. I'm literally just coming up with them in my head. Tell me why Vermont was like the third state I said. I said Vermont before I said Utah. I'm like, am I okay? Have I ever been to Vermont? No. Why was that on the tip of my tongue? Anyways, so we are going through the states. Tell me why I tried to give up at like, I think I had like 20 left to go. Send me away. I do not belong in America. Because the way that I was like, okay, KJ, how many more do I have? He counts and I'm like, wait, you're counting for way too long. And he's like, oh, don't worry, I'm still going. I was fully convinced that I had like 3 left. No worries, I had 20. I officially gave up when I had like 12 left. So that's really cool. Not going to tell you guys the ones I missed because that's quite embarrassing. Actually, I really missed a lot of them in the Midwest and the like East Coast-ish. Yeah, so that's embarrassing, but whatever. Also took me forever to get Texas. Pretty sure that was like one of the last ones I got. Oh my gosh, KJ was like, because I was like, KJ, are there some that you're thinking in your head, like, how has she not gotten these? And he was like, yes. I'm like, what? Like, what ones? And so I'm like, okay, show me a map. And he's like, no, that's cheating. And I'm like, no, just show me a map. Like, it's not. Just show me a map with like no words. And so he shows me the map and I'm like, oh, Hawaii. He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, duh, Alaska. And he's like, yes. And he like shows me where Alaska is. You know, it all makes sense why I failed geography in 9th grade. Why is Alaska not connected to America? I mean, technically, is it connected? Like, see? This is bad. This is literally a blonde moment. You guys are all probably putting your freaking hand to your... No, it's not. It's literally not. You guys are putting your... what is it called? Your hand to your forehead. Because you're like, how can she be this dumb? But anyways, tell me why I had no idea that Alaska was over there. Like, why was I thinking Alaska? Like, if I could draw a map for you guys, I would say that there would be... Like, this is literally... This is what's wrong with me because I know Alaska is cold. So I guess this is why it has never made sense to me as why Alaska is so cold. Because I've always thought that Alaska, which like, oh my gosh, I should have just like maybe thought about it for maybe 0.2 more seconds. Because if I were to draw a map, this is how I would draw it. I would draw it as North America, and then there would be a gap between North America and South America. Like, you know how, like, North America connects to Mexico, okay? To me, I always picture there being a space in between there and then Alaska being down there, which I'm like, Molly, that's literally so stupid of you because that would mean that it would be hot. Like, that wouldn't make sense. Anyways, KJ was telling me the other day that after we had a geography class, KJ was telling me that Russia used to own Alaska. So that was crazy to hear, but I'm like, why? Like, why did I correct myself? I was saying that right. Why was America like, oh, we want Alaska? I'm like, it's not even touching us. Like, I don't know. That's just so weird to me. That's literally just so bizarre. Anyways, oh, cool. Also, just found out that technically is Mexico in North America? Holy shit. I really need to go back to school. I'm going to just pretend like I'm done talking about that. But someone slid up and said that their blonde moment today was, I did not know Alaska was right next to Canada. World map did me dirty putting it in a box on the side of the U.S. Also, how is it even a part of the U.S.? Shouldn't it be Canada? Wait, let me look up a picture of the world map, because I'm like, wait, is it like the world map's fault that I'm picturing Alaska? No, like why do people think that? That is just so bizarre to me. Oh my hell. I need to go to jail. No. I need to go back to school, that's for sure. Okay, that's enough about that. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe I'm admitting this. Like, I am so embarrassed that you guys are going to have to listen to this. I am so embarrassed because, no. I'm just not even going to say that. I cannot. Okay. Anyways, this whole episode was supposed to be about 1 year sobriety. Just kidding, not really. I'm 1 year clean of a toxic work environment. Yay! But it is a really big moment for me to say that it has been a whole year stepping away from a very toxic work environment. And I never thought that I was going to be able to see like the end of that. And I'm just here to remind everyone that if you are not happy in a job, leave. Do not come up with excuses of why you should stay, because I promise they are not good enough for your mental health to struggle. Because why did I put my mental health on the bottom of my to-do list and then work was my top priority? Like, work was over everybody. Family, God, KJ, like literally work was my priority. And yeah, those years that I worked at that job were very dark. I had very hard days, nights, and I'm just here to say, get the freak out of your job if you hate it, if you are unhappy. I just wish I could show everybody how different my life is. But it's crazy because it's not like a ton has changed in my life. Like, literally nothing has changed. I'm still in the same technically like work of field. I'm still a dental assistant. But I just, like, my mental health has completely done a 180. I just feel like I'm slowly getting back. I'm getting myself back. And it, you know, when I started noticing this shift probably a few months ago of just like realizing I'm finally okay, that I can finally breathe and like work is work, and I get to leave it at work. Like, I don't have to bring it home, and that's so nice. It felt like a big hug from myself. Like, it felt like I was finally aligned with myself. And I hate that I put myself on the back burner, and I completely just, it's like, it wasn't like, it wasn't Molly living. It was just, it was my body, but it wasn't like my personality. Like, everything was gone. It's crazy because I'll get like random texts from people just being like, I can tell you are glowing. Like, something has changed and you are thriving. And I have just like texted my family just like random things, or have like sent them things, and multiple times, like, my sisters or my mom like have texted back and have said, Molly is back. And to me, like, I just wish everyone, I hope everyone can get to that place where, I actually hope that no one has to go through this, but sadly enough, I know people are out there that do struggle in their work environments. And it is so hard these days to like walk out of a job. Not necessarily like walk out of it, but it's hard. It was easy for me because I knew that I still wanted to be a dental assistant. I just wanted a different place. But you know, even though I'm in a different place, I still feel like I'm in a rut, and kind of, I can't say a rut. I'm on a plateau where I still feel like I'm missing something, but I'm letting myself get back to like, I'm leveling myself out. I'm letting myself breathe. I feel like the podcast and doing this little side hobby has been something that has gotten me like off of my plateau, that has just been so fun for me. And I can still do this on the side and still have so much fun doing it, but also I can still go to work and have so much fun. And yeah, I don't know if that made any sense, but I hope that at least one person listening to this feels like that they needed to hear this, and they walk in and put their 2 weeks in. Just kidding. Don't be that aggressive, okay? Like, I would suggest start obviously looking for jobs. Just honestly, apply to jobs and go to interviews, because say that you don't like the interview, you still have your job. Like, no one has to know that you're interviewing. But yeah, even if you have the best of friends, that was the thing that was really hard for me, is I made really good friends at my old office, and I was so sad to leave them. I was so sad. And honestly, like, the last year that I had worked there, they were the only reason why I was staying. And, but I will say, I made a movement, and getting out made it clear that other people needed to get out. And you know, when I started talking about leaving, one person that I worked with had said, you know, Molly, it's kind of scary to leave because you never know, like, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And before I knew that I had like gotten a new job, I kept thinking about that. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, I honestly probably have it so good. I'm going to leave and I'm going to regret my decision and it's going to be horrible. I'm going to be miserable. But I left and the first night that I worked there was the best sleep that I have gotten in the past like 4 years, let me tell you. And ever since then, I have proven that statement wrong that I was told. And I can say that the grass is greener. I'm also confident in saying the grass is greener on the other side because I'm watering it and I'm taking care of it. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is just something that I wanted to talk about today because I don't know, like this, me thinking about February coming up has been crazy because I've always known like, oh my gosh, it'll be a year since I've worked here. And don't get me wrong, there are still like hard days. There are days that I struggle. There are days that I come home and I'm like, KJ, I want to quit. But, you know, I take those things that I'm feeling. I talk about it in therapy. I breathe through it. I feel like I'm just more aligned with myself. But I hope you guys are all happy in your guys' jobs. And if you aren't, get out. I'm telling you. Get out. It'll be so much better for your mental health. It'll be better for your marriage. It'll be better for your relationships. There will be so many things that you will recognize and notice the moment you leave. The moment I walked out of those doors, oh my gosh, I felt 100 pounds lighter. It was insane. It was crazy. It was a wild feeling, let me tell you. And there are definitely things that I still like need to work on and not have resentment towards things and people and situations that happened, that obviously I still need to work on in therapy, and that'll just take time. But I'm here to say that I have officially been out of a toxic place for 1 year. And I think that is something that I get to celebrate and be stoked about. And I look back at this year and see the progression of me coming back to life. Holy crap, it's literally crazy. But it's so fun to see the light inside of me shine so bright. So I hope there is someone out there listening to this today that needs to hear this. But if not, if you guys are all so happy in your jobs, I'm stoked for you guys. I love that. Take care of yourself. Make sure you water yourself. Make sure the grass is green. But yeah, anyways, thanks for listening to me rant about pop culture, my life, and listening to my dumb blonde moments, not knowing where Alaska is. Glad I'm not the only one. And thanks for letting me get emotional. I just did a heart towards you guys. You guys probably can't hear it. My mic blocks sounds out, but heart, you guys, thanks so much for listening. Can't believe it's been a whole month. Come back next week. I will be flying to Nashville next week, but don't worry, podcast will still drop next week. I love you guys so much and talk soon. Love you. Bye.